where to begin in life. Assume that you are on the very bottom. This is not always true, but it is true for some. Picture yourself born to a prison or poverty planet, where the iron bars are made of broken culture, poverty, and fake education. Do not worry if this is true or not, because the first thing you must do here is rise. We call this growing up, or more precisely, growing all the way up until you rise to become a great being and a pain in everyone's butt. You can imagine all on your own the full gravity of culture. How culture of violence and poverty can easily mislead a person into a life of crime. Likewise, you can totally see that the real human culture is a culture of dignity, of courage, and of wisdom, to name a few things. It is, in fact, a culture of greatness. Because a culture of greatness makes us wise and unbreakable. It makes us more of ourselves. That's why it's called growing up. To take away this culture of greatness is to imprison our minds, likely into servitude, very likely out of incompetence. It is very important that every human being knows that their true culture is the culture of greatness. As to poverty, you have to understand that we actually invented it out of our arrogance and ignorance. It is just a side effect of an ancient and desperate need to trade or perish. Poverty is completely bogus, and the threat of runaway inflation is nothing compared to the threat of the next world war. Moreover, when people complain about banks and bailouts and concentration of wealth, try as they may, they actually miss the point. The point is that our economies must be built on top of the idea that to trade, no human being is allowed to live in poverty. It is so obvious. To repair this enormous problem, every human being needs allowance at about $100 per day indexed to local inflation. Here the sum, whether used or not, is reset back to $100 at midnight every midnight. Everyone gets the card, no one is ever denied, no one is ever robbed, no one is ever thrown out or forgotten. The anomalies that stem from poverty, aside from terror and fright and crime, range from not being able to travel to not being able to learn or even read. You must stop tolerating the notion that poverty just happens. It is inhumane and will only keep people in an endless cycle of meaningless wars. Meaningless! At the time of this writing, I am witnessing a tragic war. It began for no rational reason at all. And you know what? All wars are like this, always. It's utterly pointless. And here you can see how our real culture, the culture of greatness and ending poverty, and thus boosting economy like never before, would instantly prevent war, Multiple decades ahead of time. Voters raised in a culture of greatness would reject liars and false leaders outright. There wouldn't even be poor workers to threaten with losing their jobs to show up for fake elections or fake celebrations. As to more modern nations, you can't take out a college loan. Those are fraudulent. Either study abroad or earn enough money to pay for college without the need for loans, but I do not recommend either. Which brings us to the final point. Education is fake, or it is ineffective enough for it to now approach fake. Early reading, writing, and arithmetic is still pretty awesome, especially when taught with love and understanding. But beyond that, not only did the teacher sell you out for a small but stable paycheck, but the subject divisions are wrong. Things like art history are easy to make all kinds of important, but they are completely useless. Because it is better to just watch some awesome and inspirational movies and documentaries about art where you can actually see it. Math history would, on the other hand, be incredibly useful. It would revolutionize everything. And in fact, help all of us become masters of math. But, you know, it would have to be taught right. Even beyond fraudulent teachers and the insult of fake and stupid subjects, the way schools are structured is wrong. You're always being threatened with punishment, being held back, being ridiculed, being laughed at, having a low GPA, not making friends, not getting a job. That's not education, come on. A real education is an adventure in your own curiosities, as those eventually build a structure of knowledge that encompasses what we know today as popular subjects. But here, unlike when taught in schools, the subjects are actually more effective. And I don't want to brand any capabilities under misleading subject labels, but you do become capable of doing complex math. By learning a dozen things that have use for crunching numbers. Things like making computer screensavers or animations or generative art, 3D printing, 3D modeling, anything between photogrammetry out to procedural modeling. And design, be it industrial or graphic, where you, for example, learn how to manipulate color models or make little objects for your 3D printer. Eventually, fragments of your curiosities click together like magnets and give you capabilities that schools today cannot match or even replicate. The name for addressing the constellation of curiosities within you is self-education. The entry into self-education, or, you know, real education, becomes one of the most magnificent times of your life. Because it is a beautiful act of rebellion and a magnificent step towards greatness. And here I will quote Dixie, the Triple Crown lady who hiked the Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide, among other things. The worst day on the trail is still better than the best day at the office. The start of your self-education is found in setting off on great adventures, whatever combination makes you love life, through hikes, section hikes, cute adventures, exhausting adventures, camping in the backyard or in the local wilderness. But it's not just adventure. There is a second part to this. It is a very modern take on humanity's greatest treasures, and in fact, your intellectual inheritance. Because you cannot go anywhere on any adventure without bringing your narrated books along. Lectures, non-fiction, life-changing works, inspirational works, everything between Homer, Whitman, and Bukowski, and Socrates, Ayn Rand, Hitchens, and/or Dawkins. And that is just the beginning of your real education. Later, you will need to launch a series of startups. You will need to learn coding and other stuff. Computer programming, especially web, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, Node.js, SQL, network and web security, is a real subject and can pull you right out of poverty. And that is your start. Culture of greatness, rejection of poverty, and painfully beautiful and breathtaking self-education. There will be times in your adventures where the world philosophers will touch your heart in a way that will make you weep. Real education and the resulting knowledge, wisdom, and greatness will change everything. Finally, here is a word from Henry, as he wrote in his own lovely adventure at the Walden Pond. I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach. And not, when it came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life. To live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life. To cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest term.